C Squared Elaborates, thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate you all. It's been a minute since we last spoke. Forgive me, I've been getting ready for a major chapter change in my life. Currently, I am recording from Durango, Colorado. It's a beautiful day, it's heating up. It's about 8:54. Decided to take a pause from my little hiking trail. Just to enjoy the views. New trail for me. Forever trying to create new paths, new alternatives, new coping mechanisms. You know, just a whole change of perspective, change of environment. If you only could see what I see now, just luscious, beautiful greens, mountain ridges. This trail is something else. The air quality is, it's all right. I'm really very thankful and very appreciative to be where I am today. You know, shout out to my family, shout out to my friends, my supporters, my loved ones. Your kind generosity has kept me afloat for times where I know I shouldn't, or probably I should not think so highly. I mean, I should always think highly of myself, but at times when I just feel quite down, or I'm just really critiquing myself. Lost my train of thought, but it's good to get away from all that. Enjoying this view is really kind of bringing out my inner self more. As long as I could just feel freed up right now. It's just a simple walk, but from what I see, I got a nice ridge behind me. I'm across from Raiders Ridge, all the way across, directly adjacent. You know, I could see most of the whole town. I got these cute little dogs trailing after me. I have no idea who their owner is, but one looks like a blue heeler and the other one is just adorable. But maybe they'll follow me home. Maybe they're here to keep me safe, keep me on my journey. You never know. I probably should have started off by saying, you know, when you go hiking by yourself, just be very cautious, keep your eyes on alert. I had my music blaring for a minute, but that means I couldn't really hear anything, couldn't hear anything behind me, so it just feels great. It's good to know that this trail. Glad to know that this trail isn't a hidden, maybe it is a hidden gem, I'm not too sure. But what I really want to talk about, and I've seen a lot about, people are talking about, is just self-care. Always take the time to invest in yourself as far as getting better goes. Coping or grief for that nature. For me, working out. Getting lost in a workout, getting lost in music, going on this, you know, simple hike. Gets all the endorphins or serotonin. I forgot which one, but it gets all the juices flowing. And the rest is history. I can't express enough how important it is to make sure you're good. For me, though it may not show, I do like to make sure my friends are okay there. And what I mean by that is seeing if their feelings are up to par. You know, I don't like when people check in on me because it just seems like it's an obligation, but I see it whenever I do it, it's more genuine. You know, I don't know if it may be like a cry for help, like please, you know. I mean, here's what it is. I would hope people love me with the same amount of love that I give them. But when you need that extra push, whether you want it or not, you know, it's like, that's what I like to do. I like to initiate change or change behavior. Don't be stuck in a position where the only way out is by complaining. I don't know if that really makes sense, but it makes sense to me. Usually when I'm caught in a situation, I can't just remain stagnant. I have to be productive, have to keep moving. Even if I'm in a sticky situation, I'm just stuck. Constantly having that brain just Think of alternatives. Think of ways. Everything works. Everything should work if you put in the work. I'm a firm believer in that. But again, let me just say that, you know, self-care is very important. I guess I could better explain it is whenever I'm, you know, wanting to see how someone is doing, to me it's more of a, I just had it in my head, I just lost my train of thought. But it gives me great joy to, whether you like, well, it's kind of hard to say, but I just like to help people who are down and out. And I mean, especially in situations where I'm the one who's feeling down. I would love it if my friends would just like notice, because I notice my triggers, so I know how to pop in and out of whatever low feeling I'm kind of feeling, or just being above the influence and whatnot of anxiety and depression, those lows. But you know, there's a time came where I was like, why am I doing this, or blah blah blah, this and that, like how can I change this? And I was like, self-care, man. All that thinking is, you know, because you want to better yourself. You have good intentions on bettering yourself, so stick to it. It's been working for me, and I've just been going through steps, always aiming for the bigger picture. Because it's bigger than you. Whatever it is that you feel like you want to do for your community or for your family, for yourself, it's always something bigger, a bigger picture. Just remain humble and do your part. Do what you have to do. Don't cheat yourselves neither. And I guess by, you know, being bigger picture, make everything come full circle, because you have the potential to become full potential. Let me repeat that again. You have the potential to become full potential. Wherever you're at in life, whether you're at be a sucky job right now, hey, tough it out. That job is putting, monetary values in your bank account. Nobody really likes their job. Me, on the other hand, I've loved every job that I've had. I've excelled at every job that I've ever had. I understand that the job is not part of my career, but it's to, you know, to make my payments, make my bills, they make this and that, you know, treat myself to these little things, little minuscule things, like gas, to get to somewhere where I want to go for a walk or a run or go work out or something, those little types of things. Let's see, kind of lost my train of thought again. This isn't no platform 9 3/4. But that job, you're not gonna love it. And there's a chance, like for me, since you will, or at least love the things that you like focus on the things that you do like about the work. The people that you meet. The people that you are helping make their day. Even if it's simple of making somebody's coffee at Starbucks or flipping burgers at Burger King or McDonald's or whatever. Hang in that cockpit. Sit in that cockpit and just discern what you need to do. And by discern, I mean you take decisions. You take the information. You only take certain specific pieces of information, and you can tell which is true and which isn't true. That was my best description of discernment. But it helps. But sit in that chair, sit in that cockpit, and really deliberate. Remember, bigger picture. You want to get into your career field and your passionate field, whether that be obsessive passion or harmonious passion. I think I've discussed this before, but obsessive passion being, you know, like a football player, these top tier sports where every day is a practice day. Every day is a day to get better. Every day you got to put in this work. Every day that you're not trying, you're failing yourself. It's kind of a horrible stigma, but that's a little bit obsessive because you obsess over it. You're obsessed that, you know, you have to always produce at your highest potential and to reach maximum benefit and whatnot. Though it is a concern for a higher risk of injury, but more of that later. Harmonious passion. Let's take what I'm doing right now. Let's say if I was doing an extreme hike or extreme, yeah, hike up, you know, the Appalachian Mountains or something. You know, that's something obviously you got to mentally prepare for, or physically somewhat. But when you go, it's just like, you're there. Once you're there, you don't have to worry about much. You just have to use your legs and just walk, carry your pack and go. As long as you have that joy to go out and do those things. You know, if there is more of a requirement of yourself and your effort to be placed into your sport or whatever it is, thing that you're passionate about, if you're putting too much effort into it, too much practice, obviously you're obsessive, but if you don't have to do that, you get to get out and just enjoy what you're doing. That's harmonious passion. So once you find your passions, go full steam ahead. Don't slow up. Just keep going. If that's what you are passionate about, that's what you're passionate about. I don't care if it's, you know, collecting socks. You know, you only can find one. And you're going around the world trying to match each one up or whatever. You know, if that's what it is, that's it. If it's picking up coins or tacks, random things off the ground, if that's your passion, then go ahead and run with it. Okay? Main thing, and this is more also in regards to, you know, obsessive passion, but find the time to pull away from, you know, what you think is, you know, part of your identity, passion-wise. Remember, we're talking obsessive here. But don't forget, it's okay to take a step back, a couple steps back if you need to, just to calmly and collectively, I don't mean to sound redundant here, but collect yourself. You know, your mental wellness definitely matters at all times. Learn to understand your triggers. But I think I've been rambling on for quite a bit. I love to do it now. I'm glad to be back in Colorado, in Durango. Very happy to finish my senior, air quotes, senior year as an undergraduate for my Bachelor's of Science in Sports Administration. I should say Exercise Science, Sports Administration. So with that said, C-Squared signing off. I'm about to get back to this walk and enjoy nature. Maybe you guys can hit up my Snapchat or my Facebook. I don't have Instagram at the moment. Maybe I'll download it again, but I'll post some pictures up, see if you guys could feel what I feel. Obviously the energy's not gonna be the exact same, but maybe this will motivate you to go out in your neighborhood, go out in your community, unplugged. No phone, maybe no headphones. I'm about to put my music back on because I'm still in the mood after I worked out. This is just my cool down. But I wish you all well. Wish you lots and lots of love, peace, prosperity, positivity most of all. Stay beautiful. C-Squared out on C-Squared Elaborates.